1320 WILS. Well, you hear President Trump called a political novice. Well, my next guest could teach him a few things. David Schoenbrod with us. He's the author of the new book, DC Confidential, Inside the Five Tricks of Washington. He was a leader of the Natural Resources Defense Council and currently a trustee professor of law at New York Law School. David, great to have you on 1320 WILS.
I'm glad to be here, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Obviously, President Trump is new to politics, and everyone knows that. But when you talk about the trickery, and you've seen it for years in D.C., what exactly is he about to face when it comes to dealing with Congress?
The tricks involve Congress promising rosy stuff, rosy good news in the future, but avoiding blame for the consequences. And it's these tricks, the five tricks of Washington that I talk about, that have, in fact, made Washington a swamp. And I think that actually, although President Trump, I think, probably sincere in wanting to drain the swamp, I think he's shown no real inclination to pull the plug on the swamp, which is the tricks.
Okay. Now, when the five tricks, I mean, we can go through them all, but what is the number one trick that you think is the most destructive one?
The money trick. There they promise us things like more health care, more infrastructure repair, tax cuts or whatever, but they shift the blame for the costs of giving us this good stuff. Now, we know the trick's being played. I mean, after all, we're not dumb. Just like an audience that sees a magician pulling a rabbit out of a hat knows there's a trick going on. But the thing is, the audience doesn't see the sleights of hand, and we don't really see the sleights of hand that make the money trick work.
Now, when you say they shift the blame for the cost, what does that mean exactly?
Well, they put the costs onto the future generations by basically baking them into the debt is what they're doing.
Okay. Is this been the style of Congress then for decades, or is this a new thing?
Now, this began, all of these five tricks began in the late 1960s. Before then, by and large, except in times of war, Congress imposed the taxes needed to pay for the spending. What they've done since then is they not only run deficits, which does create debt, which has to be paid off later, but they make promises out into the future, which are going to cause huge deficits in the future. So, and they get the credit for that now, but the need to come up with the money to fulfill the promises for Social Security and Medicare, that's going to fall on future Congress.
So what happened? How did they suddenly change their philosophy on governing?
Well, before the 60s, the country was sufficiently poor that Congress couldn't credibly take credit for making grand promises without actually imposing the taxes needed to deliver. And that's what they did when they created Social Security in 1935. But by the mid-1960s, the country was the richest country on earth. The government looked very powerful and effective. It had gotten us through the Great Depression, won World War II, invented the atomic bomb, built the interstate highway system, and all that good stuff. So now this is a credible, very powerful government. It ought to be able to promise all kinds of stuff. And so nobody thought of such little details as where is the money going to come from.
So do you see conservative Republicans, especially in the House, as are they really confronting this this paradigm?
Not at all. I mean, it seems to me that they talk about debt and all that stuff, but you need to understand that it was Democrats and Republicans that started all these five tricks, presidents and Congresses. So it was the entire political class that started the tricks, and they still play them. And, of course, they each play to their own, not that I'm saying there's no difference between these people, they each play to their own constituencies, but they both play tricks.
Now, when you say tricks, I mean, it's well known we have this ballooning debt right now. What makes it a trick, then?
Because they make the benefits to us very tangible. The Social Security check that's going into your bank account, or the letter you're going to get saying when you retire, you're going to get a check of such and such a size. But what about the costs? Well, there they do something like file the financial report of the United States that gets filed the day before Christmas. It doesn't get covered in the press, and even if it did, it would not mean much to us. It says the debt is $20 trillion. It's probably, I know it's much greater than that, But even whatever that is, trillions don't mean anything to me. What does it mean to my family?
It's just a number. Now, why do you think the public then doesn't have any... do you think at some point the public will react in some way to this? Or?
I think the public will not react until the cost to the public is brought home. So when you get that letter from the government saying your Social Security check is going to be so much, there ought to be a letter in there saying, by the way, in order for the government to deliver all this stuff that it's promising, it's going to have to raise taxes on the average family or cut benefits by so many thousand.
That's the truth.
That's the truth. And they're not giving that to us.
We're talking to David Schoenbrodt. His brand new book, DC Confidential, Inside the Five Tricks of Washington. Let me ask you this, because Donald Trump wants to confront regulations specifically. He wants to cut them. And you say there is a regulation trick. What is that trick?
Well, the regulation trick is one where Congress again and again has passed statutes that give us rights to regulatory protection. So they take credit for the protecting us. But then the duties that are needed to fulfill the rights, those are going to be announced by the agency. So when the agency announces the duties on industry, then Congress blames the industry for imposing job-killing regulations. So they get the credit, but they shift the blame once again.
Wait, Congress blames industry for the regulations?
No, it blames the agency for the regulations.
The agency, essentially. Okay. Do you agree with Donald Trump that we're way too over-regulated right now?
I think we're way too over-regulated, but he's not doing anything to end the regulation trick. I mean, he says, oh, well, agencies need to cut two regulations for every one they impose. Yeah, but who made the agencies impose all these regulations in the first place? It was Congress and the president in their statutes. Okay, so let's get real.
Uh-huh. And Congress just comes off scot-clean? Is that how it works then?
Yeah, well, no, but the point of Congress comes off scot-clean, but I'm trying to say where all these regulations ultimately come from is not excessively zealous agencies. Mm-hmm. It comes from Congress and the president's promising us regulatory rights and making them those rights enforceable against the agencies and courts. Mm-hmm. At the Natural Resources Defense Council, I'd be suing the agency all the time for failing to deliver on the statutory rights. That was my job.
Interesting. So, by the way, David Schoenbrodt with us. The book is DC Confidential. What is the war trick? That's one of the five tricks. The war trick. What is that?
Okay. Well, it used to be, and it was for the first 150 years of our republic, that we didn't go to war unless Congress either declared war or approved the war by statute, which meant that we didn't go to war unless both the president and the Congress agreed. That changed with the Korean War in 1950. It was very unpopular with voters, as a result of which Congress passed a statute called the War Powers Act, which says that the president, if he's about to get us into a war, has to issue a report to Congress, which triggers a vote in Congress on whether to approve it. If it ain't approved, the president can't do it. Okay? But there's a loophole there. And so this is how the loophole works. Take Libya. Members of Congress wanted President Obama to go into Libya, and so they said so to him, go get Gaddafi, but don't submit the report. We don't want to vote on it. So then he goes into Libya, and then members of Congress have the gall to criticize Obama for violating the War Powers Act. Now, we could fix the War Powers Act. It's really a pretty minor technical change. The problem is Congress doesn't want to be responsible for war. I'd rather sit back, see how the war comes out. If it's a popular war, they can march in the parade. If it's an unpopular war, they could blast the president.
Interesting. And you say this happened in the 60s. Was it just a generational thing? Was it just a different quality of people that were in Congress at that point? Or?
I think it was a time of great faith in government, when government was trying to do all kinds of new things because it had succeeded so much before. And because it succeeded so much before, the voters were asking for government to do the right stuff. But it was a time of excessive hubris, of overconfidence, and that led to all this kind of stuff going on. And once Congress began to promise us something for nothing or very little, we got to demand it. And so it's the voters and the members of Congress together. Mm-hmm. And the voters are asking to be tricked, and the members of Congress are tricking us, and it goes on and on.
Wow. Okay. That makes sense. Now, the debt guarantee trick, we've certainly seen that recently with the financial crisis. What is that debt guarantee trick? How do they play that?
Well, they guarantee the debts of the too big to fail institutions, but they don't charge them a fee for the guarantees. Now, if any private business was asked to guarantee another business's debt, it wouldn't do so unless it got paid a hefty fee. Mm-hmm. So the banks get it for free, which increases their profits. So that's welfare for Wall Street. And the reason Congress did that kind of thing in the 60s and 70s is the welfare for Wall Street gave the members of Congress campaign contributions. Democrats and Republicans were both in on it. But the blame would only come if the guarantees had to be fulfilled, which they did in 2007, decades later. So the members of Congress who got the campaign contributions, they didn't get the blame. They were long since retired. The blame came to the people in office in 2007 and 2008. Of course, then the voters were very angry at all this because so many people lost their homes and their jobs. Mm-hmm. So Congress promises to end the debt guarantee trick, but lo and behold, the Dodd-Frank bill actually continues it.
Okay.
So it's still going on.
Well, and the way it's couched to us is that the entire our entire way of living would collapse if these banks went under, and we need to essentially give them everything they need. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, we could have a debate about whether that's true or not, but what the economists I read say is that the risk of a huge depression from not paying off the debts. Mm-hmm. is so large that government inevitably is going to do it. So the way to stop the financial crisis from ever happening is to charge the banks a fee based upon the riskiness of their debts and have the market charge it so the fee is really properly sized. If we do that, then every one of these big banks has a huge financial incentive not to run big risks.
Yeah. Do a lot of these congressional folks, are they personally getting paid off in ways even after their time in Congress to uphold some of these tricks?
Well, they don't have the power to do anything after they're in Congress, but many of them go to work as lobbyists.
Right. Well, the idea is, right, they keep the system as it is, right? That
Yeah. But, you know, but the thing about it is this whole system is a symptom of the tricks. You know, we shouldn't be, I think, a diversion to be beating up on the members of Congress. It's a diversion to be beating up on the retired members of Congress. Mm-hmm. We have to take responsibility as citizens and tell the incumbents in Congress we want an honest deal. We want the Honest Deal Act. And at my website, which is dc-confidential.org, you could go there. There's a simple device which in a few minutes lets you write to your member of Congress and say you want an honest deal. And you can also use the simple device there to write to your friends and say, I did that, you should do it too. Hmm. And if enough of us did that, we could turn the thing around.
One last thing, I just need to have you touch on the last one. You'll find out a lot more in the book. I mean, we're just brushing over this. The book is DC Confidential, Inside the Five Tricks of Washington, David Schoenbrod. The last trick is the federal mandate trick. Can you give us a sense of what that involves?
Yeah. Congress promises something we want, like clean air. And, well, who's going to deliver the clean air? Well, we're going to require the governor to do it. And if the governor doesn't do it, then the federal government's going to cut off the state's highway grant, which would be a political disaster for the governor. So you can ask yourself the question, why would members of Congress ever vote for cutting off their own state's highway grant? Well, they don't. They never hold roll call votes on that. Hmm. And so my fix for that one is to make them hold roll call votes on punishing their own constituents. That'll bring them up short.
Mm-hmm. Do you see any action really being taken in our lifetimes, any of these potential fixes that you have in mind?
Well, my book just came out the day before yesterday. It's being read by members of Congress. Mm-hmm. But you remember, the foreword of the book is written by Howard Dean on the left and Mike Lee on the right. So this is the kind of thing that honest politicians could get behind. Yeah. And I say to you that many of these guys really want to serve honorably. They don't like to wake up in the morning and know they're going to work in the most despised institution in America. Mm. And on account of that, many of them quit.
Right.
Many of them don't run for re-election.
You do say that we as voters and Americans, in a sense, we want to be tricked also, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And so my book is partly to convince people that you really don't want to be tricked.
Mm-hmm. When do you think the time will come where we're really going to see the real truth in a painful way, then?
Well, it's very hard to predict exactly when it's all going to fall apart. It's really hard to say. But I see this, that trust in government has gone down the toilet. In 64, before all this started, 76% of Americans trusted the government to do the right thing. Now it's only 19%. And that kind of disgust with government is what led to the Trump and Bernie Sanders doing better than expected in the most recent election. But I think it also sets the stage for voter dismay with the status quo, leading to voters beginning to want an honest deal from Washington.
It's David Schoenbrod, trustee professor of law at New York Law School. His brand new book, DC Confidential, Inside the Five Tricks of Washington. You'll learn exactly what really happens in DC and in Congress. David Schoenbrod right here on WILS. David, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael. It was great.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.